So, you have a movie for me?
Yes, sir, I do. FNAF.
Bless you.
Actually, sir, it stands for Five Nights at Freddy's. It's a video game.
Okay.
That has a large built-in fan base and therefore minimizes your financial risk.
Oh, that's all you had to say? I love FNARF. Let's make a FNARF movie.
Yeah, it's about evil animatronics and it's very popular on YouTube. So I was thinking we'd get a YouTuber to cameo in this.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There's this one guy, super upbeat, talks about movies a lot, has catchphrases.
Oh, okay. I think I see who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I bet it'd be super easy to get him.
Well, we'll see. I'll give him a call.
What?
Hey, it's MatPat.
Hey, MatPat. It'd be pretty easy for you to do a cameo in the FNAF movie, right?
Oh, yeah. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience. You see, I said the thing! Fan service!
Amazing. Okay, so we'll have MatPat show up and drop a little catchphrase.
Okay, I thought you were... Anyway, what happens in this thing?
Well, we're gonna meet the main character, this guy Mike.
Exciting. So what's his deal?
Well, he's gonna sleep, right?
Uh-huh.
And then he's gonna sleep some more. He's gonna sleep so much, he's gonna sleep through a big chunk of the runtime.
Okay.
So he needs to find a job so he doesn't lose custody of his sister to his evil aunt.
Why does his aunt want custody?
So she could get, like, monthly payments from the government or something?
That sounds like the worst money-making scheme I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. So Mike goes to see this career counselor guy who gets him a security gig at an abandoned pizzeria called Freddy Fazbear's.
Gotcha.
But he doesn't want to take it at first because it would interfere with his sleep.
God, why does this guy want to sleep so much?
Yeah, there's actually a reason for that. See, when he was little, his brother was taken, so he's trying to revisit his dreams to see if he can remember details.
Oh, okay, I guess that makes sense.
And so that's why we're gonna spend so much time of this killer animatronic movie in the same dream sequence in a field over and over again.
Maybe we should focus a bit more on the killer animatronics that people are gonna come to see?
No.
But they are gonna do some killing, right?
Of course.
Good.
A little bit. A cupcake has the most action of anyone.
What?
So anyway, Mike goes to this place for his first night shift, right?
And what does he do there?
Well, get this. He's gonna go to sleep.
Okay.
But now there are little kids in his dream, so he wants to ask them questions.
Hey, can we please see the killer animatronics? Animatronics kill some people?
No, and then this cop lady Vanessa's gonna show up.
Is she gonna sleep too?
No, but she's gonna spend basically every shift of Mike's at the pizzeria with him.
Does she not have cop stuff to do?
Apparently not.
So what's she gonna do while she's there?
Basically just dump all the Five Nights at Freddy's lore onto Mike.
So he doesn't figure anything out on his own?
Not really, no. Mostly just huge info dumps from Vanessa.
Oh, huge dumps are tight.
And eventually Mike's evil aunt is gonna hire some people to try to get him fired.
How does she plan on doing that?
She's gonna have them break into Freddy's while Mike's not working and trash the place.
Why would he get into trouble if people break in while he's not on shift?
Unclear, but so then all these people get killed by the animatronics.
Thank God.
And since one of those people was Abby's babysitter, now Mike has to bring her to work.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So then while he's asleep...
Oh, does Mike sleep a lot?
He actually does.
I know.
Right. So she's actually gonna become friends with the animatronics, because as it turns out, they're being controlled by the ghost kids from Mike's dreams.
Wow, so Mike must freak out when he finds that out.
Nah.
Okay.
So then along with Vanessa, they're gonna play with these things and build a little fort.
With the dead killer ghost machines?
Yeah, they have a good old time. Then Vanessa tells Mike, if you ever bring Abby back here, I'm going to shoot you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, slight tonal shift there.
Jeez, yeah.
So now that he's been threatened with a gunshot wound, he has no choice but to leave Abby with the evil aunt.
Not good.
But turns out these ghost kids want Abby to join them, so an animatronic goes to the house and kills the aunt.
How does the animatronic get to the house?
Well, they leave in a taxi, so we can safely assume he took a taxi there as well.
With what money?
Hey, shut up, and also Mike gets attacked.
What? When?
While he was asleep.
I probably should have been able to guess that.
So Vanessa's gonna help him with his injuries and dump some more info on him.
Hey, what's she gonna dump this time?
Well, turns out she's the daughter of a serial killer named William Afton, who killed Mike's brother and five kids whose bodies he put in animatronic suits.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so she tells him that Abby's in danger because somehow her dad controls these ghosts.
How?
I just told you, somehow.
Oh, okay, and why didn't Vanessa warn him before?
Well, she says she did try to warn him, just in her own way.
Did she, though?
Not really, no. So then there's gonna be a big showdown at Freddy's, and you know who William Afton turns out to be?
I'm guessing the career counselor guy?
What? Yeah, how'd you guess that?
Well, he only really introduced, like, one other adult character.
That's a good point. So, yeah, it's him, and then he stabs his own daughter.
Oh, jeez.
So then Abby draws a picture for the ghost kids, explaining that this guy killed them, so they turn on him.
So he can't control them anymore because of that.
So then they fatally wound him, and he's gonna be like, I always come back.
What the hell's he talking about?
Well, fans of the games will understand. It's a thing.
So to people who haven't played the games, that's just kind of nonsensical.
Exactly. So then Vanessa goes into a coma, and Mike brings her to the hospital.
Wow.
And so then that's about it. Abby and Mike go about their normal lives together.
Okay. Isn't the aunt's dead body still at the house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Mike just brought a cop with a stab wound to a hospital. He's going to be a prime suspect in lots of stuff.
Yeah, hey, look, I'm going to need you to get all the way off my back about that, okay? They're happy now, forever after.
Okay, let me get off of that thing.
And so that's about it. What do you think?
Well, listen, I mean, it sounds like a lot of sleeping.
Yeah, but the name FNAF is going to get butts in seats, trust me.
I don't know.
Type FNAF into YouTube and sort by view count.
Oh my God, we're going to be rich.
Hi everybody, Ryan George here. Thanks so much for watching that pitch meeting. I hope you enjoyed it. My break did just start, however, so I'm done talking. I'm not gonna say any more.